Don't bother struggling, B-Man. It ain't gonna help you now. Do you even remember what happened? I set a trap for you. Mm-hmm. And you fell for it. Of course you did. You have to try and save everybody, don't you? Well, why couldn't you have saved him? Why'd you have to let him die? It doesn't matter. You're mine now, Bats. I caught you, and I've got you right where I want you. All tied up. Ah, shut up. Don't waste your energy. I didn't want you to try and talk me out of this, so I used the oldest gag in the book. I gagged you. And now I can execute my master plan, Batsy. One that would make Mr. J so proud of me. He was brilliant, you know. He was crazy, but are we all? In fact, sometimes I think you're even crazier than he was, B-Man. I mean, who wanders around at night dressed like a giant bat? Ooh, that reminds me of a great joke. How does a crazy person travel through Gotham Park? They take the psychopath! Oh, come on, B-Man. I can't even get a little smile from you. It's not like the love of your life was just murdered by a psychopathic bat. Anyway, he could never have killed you. No, no, no. You were too important to him. He always talked about it, but I know he could never have pulled the trigger. Sometimes, I think he cared more about you than he cared about me. I loved him, you know. I fell in love with him the very first time I saw him at the asylum. It took me 3 months to convince them to let me treat him, but when I did, he made me feel like I was the only thing in the world that mattered. I loved him for that. I gave up my life for that. And now he's gone. And I'm realizing that I need to find meaning in my life again. I'd just like to say, if there were no Batman, there'd have been no Joker, and I would have never met my Puddin'. So, thank you, Batman. I know how important you were to Mr. J, and I just want to show you how much you mean to me, too. Ooh. You have goosebumps. Are you getting a little chilly? No, don't worry. Your precious suit is fine, and I didn't take the mask off because I don't care who you are. That's not why you're here. You know, I thought about killing you, choking the life out of you, beating you to death with a bat. The irony. Batman killed by a bat. But where's the fun in that, you know? I thought it would be so much more fun to wind you up and play with you like a little toy. All we need to be happy is a little fun, a little mischief, a big, happy smile, right? That's why Mr. J never had a dull moment. He was always smiling. My Puddin' had the time of his life chasing you, Batman. And now that I've caught you, I'm gonna give you the time of your life. Don't worry, Bats. The doctor will take good care of you. You look a lot different without your suit on, Batman. More fragile. Look at all of those scars. I don't think I've ever seen so many on one person. How many of them did he give you? He gave me a few too. Mostly emotional. Because he liked to keep me pretty. The boss always liked me to wear a smile to work. What good was I if I wasn't smiling? Let me touch them. Do they hurt? Yeah. Do you need the doctor to kiss them better? Yeah. Let's start with your neck. Oh, look how far down these go. You poor thing. How do you cope with all of this pain? How do you sleep when you think of the things he's done to you? The things he's done to Gotham. He can't hurt you anymore. He can't hurt either of us anymore. And the good doctor knows just what to prescribe for this sort of situation. Look how big you are, Dark Knight. You're excited at what I've got planned for you, aren't you? It's a shame you can't do anything about it while your hands are all tied up. Would you like some help? Yeah. Let me touch you. I'll be soft and gentle. Don't worry. I'll take you in my hands and just stroke it slowly. Up and down. Let all those worries and cares wash away with each stroke up and down. It's just me and you here, Batman. And all I want is for you to be happy. Let me in. Open up to me. Focus on the way that you feel with my hands around you as I move up and down. You want to open up to me, don't you? To let me peek inside and see what makes you tick. You feel so good in my hands. Does it feel good to you too, Batman? Surely even the big, strong, dark night is allowed a little bit of relief every now and again. It's good for you, you know? You think I'm obsessed with the Joker, but my obsession is nothing compared to yours. Oh, I'm not crazy. No crazier than you, at least. You were a lot like him. You both saw something wrong in the world that needed fixing. I like to fix things, too. Let me keep stroking that cock for you, Batman. And you can tell me what drove you to this madness. How boring! Where's the fun in that? I hate it when she gets out of a cage and spouts this nonsense. Let me pick up the pace, B-Man. Huh? You like to live on the edge, don't you? Of course you do. Why else would you dress up like a bat and fly around Gotham? I guess you could be a vampire. Nah, I think you're just like me, Bat, so you love the rush. The feeling you get when you do something a little dangerous. A man like that? A man like you? You'd want it to be worked like this, wouldn't you? Up, down, up. Down, up, down. Now, how does that feel? Do you like the way I play with your cock? Yeah? Are you close to finishing? Up, down, up, down. Well, I hope not, because I'm not quite done yet. I have bigger plans for you, mister. Oh, don't scowl at me. All in good time, Batsy. Harley doesn't disappoint. We're getting closer to the grand finale. I bet you're getting sick of me talking by now, though, huh? Mr. J used to get sick of me talking, too. I learned when to be quiet. Usually when he pushed me down on my knees and pulled my head back by the pigtails, I understood right away. I think I could shut up for you, too, Bats. Put my mouth to better use. Your cock is quivering for me, B-Man. And it's already dripping. You want me to clean you up? Yeah? Let me run my tongue on your shaft and make you nice and tidy. Can't have you looking messier than me right now. You taste so good, Bats. I expected you to taste moody and bitter, but you're surprisingly sweet. Oh, Batman. This is not usually how I would assess a patient. But it's just so hard to concentrate with you like this. Oh, God. You're used to taking charge of things, aren't you? But right now, I want you to surrender yourself to me fully. Yes. And watch me undress. You've imagined it before, haven't you? What I look like under this tight little corset. What the Joker did with my pretty little body. Take a nice long look at me, Batman. I want those dark eyes to linger on me and just take it all in. My nipples are so tender. I bet you want these pretty shiny red lips on your cock again, don't you? Yeah, but I want to give you more than that. Your real prize is here between my long, sexy legs. Look at you gazing at my panties as I wiggle out of the tiny, tight skirt. Oh, yes. They're soaking wet at the thought of you. You're a psychiatrist's dream, Batman. But you're making me so hot. I just want you inside me. You want it too, don't you? Yeah, you want to be inside of me the way he was inside of me. You want to fuck me the way the Joker fucked me every night. Oh, you whimpers, Batman. I know how much you want it. How much you're aching for it. Let me just slip these panties off, and then you can have your way with me. You deserve it after all you've been through. You're trembling. Don't tell me the infamous Batman is scared of little old Harleen Quinzel. There's nothing to be frightened about. I'll go slow, ease you in, and ride you gently. Can you feel how what I am for you? Take your cock. Slide it up and down my pussy lips. You like that, don't you? Your cock head. Sliding against my clit. Let me just ease my spell on. Oh, that feels so good. Oh, God. I'm just gonna sit here for a moment and take it all in. Oh, God. Give it to me, Batman. Look in my eyes as I work up, as I ride you up and do you like how my tight little pussy feels sliding down your massive cock? How my body feels against yours as I ride you up and down. I want you to surrender yourself to me, Batman. Yes. You feel at peace. Fucking me like this. Inside of me like this, don't you? Give it to me. Feel me. Oh, feel my pussy on your thick cock. Up and down. Don't you want to rev up your Harley? Come on, B-man. Yeah, give it to me. Vroom, vroom. Don't you want to go for a real ride? Yeah. see how fast I can go? Huh? Yeah, I'm doing this for you, Bats. For us. Here we go. Up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down. I'm not crazy, remember? I just know how you like it. I know you're about ready to burst, V-Man. Yeah? I want you to come for me. I want you to come. Come for your naughty little Harley. You sound so fucking sexy when you breathe like that. Oh, yeah. Keep going. Don't stop. No, I'm not gonna pull off. I know you're gonna come. Uh-huh. I want all of it inside of me. Come. Come in me, Batman. Come in, Harley. Come in me. Let it all out. Every last... You did it, B-Man. All of it. Just for me. Oh, you shouldn't have. Now, all we need to do is wait. The next part of the plan is going to require just a little patience. You might have taken my pudding from me, but hopefully you've given me a baby bee man of my own to replace him with. And if not, well, then I'll be back tomorrow, and the day after that, and the day after that, until I get what I want. Oh, look at that. I think you made a mess on your cape. Not like you're going to be needing it now, anyway. You're not Gotham's Cape Crusader anymore. You're mine.